As we go to air this morning, gas is spewing out under the Baltic Sea after two of Europe's most crucial pipelines were torn open by underwater explosions. It's led to three large gas leaks off the Danish coast, prompting the country's defence minister to suggest the blast was deliberate.
It is not a coincidence. It was planned, well planned, and the effect, as you can see at the pictures that has been published, is huge. It's too early to say who is behind it. It's also too early to say more about what's actually happened.
Joining us this morning is Julian Pavlak, Research Associate at Germany's Armed Forces University and the German Institute for Defence and Strategic Studies. Julian, thank you for your time this morning.
Hello from Germany and thanks for having me.
What do we know about the cause of this attack on the pipelines, and are we certain that Russia was behind it?
Yeah, as we just heard by the quote of the defense minister, it's a lot of signs pointing to it that explosions were the case of the disturbance at three different points on the pipelines. But of course, to this point, we are not certain if this was Russia or even anybody else there. It's too early to tell who's responsible actually for those disturbances.
These pipelines are solid structures, so does it look certain that explosives were used?
Yeah, at this point, it looks at least certain that those were deliberate actions and most likely explosives were used, because those pipelines are of thick material. They are made of thick steel. They need to hold strong pressure when the gas is flowing through them. So it's not so easy to just disrupt them or blow them up or disturb them with, for instance, shipping nets or anchors. That's not possible. So you need kind of strong force to do this.
Nord Stream 1 and 2 transport gas from Russia to Germany. How much gas is being lost through these explosions?
Well, actually, it was only until recently that Nord Stream 1 was getting gas to Germany. It was stopped in the beginning of September, and Nord Stream 2 didn't even start. It was just finished last year, and they were still waiting for the approval from the German government. But as it's for now, there was no gas coming anymore from Russia. So the disruptancy of the actual gas flow to Germany and also to Europe was almost none.
So why would Russia want to do it?
Yeah, as I said, we actually don't know if Russia was it, but what I at least read out of this is a strong message that we see anybody who is responsible for this or responsible for doing such disturbances to offline pipelines makes the case that they are also able to do this to active pipelines, to active critical infrastructure or to active cables on the seabed.
So it's a warning shot in some ways.
Yeah, you can read it that way, and I think it's really important to read it that way also for to raise the awareness also on the relevance of securing critical infrastructure all over Europe.
Do we know how long until the pipelines can be repaired?
That's a very technical question, but what I hear today and also read of official statements and information today, some are saying that those pipelines might even, or the other way around, that it's not foreseeable at this point at what point they will be repaired. It will take a long time first to go there, to dive deep down there, to look at the problems, at the disturbances. And at this point, it's not even possible when they could be repaired.
Has this damage had an impact at all on gas prices?
For now, as I said, like regarding the transport to Germany, not actually. What it has, especially on the prices, also not, because if you look at the markets, it didn't change, which is what I think very related to the fact that there was no gas flowing through it.
Okay. Now, the damage happened on the day a gas pipeline connecting Norway to Poland was opened. Yesterday, we spoke to a guest who said it couldn't possibly be just a coincidence. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I would second this this opinion, because it's of course very strange that you have three disturbances on the pipelines, which actually even already doesn't seem as a coincidence, and that suddenly the day after also the other pipeline you mentioned, so-called Baltic Pipe from Norway to Poland, is opened, also seems like a very strange coincidence, if you want to call it that way. That's true.
Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, has warned of the strongest possible response should active European energy infrastructure be attacked. Now, it's a reminder of how much vital infrastructure there is under the sea, and that's not just gas. Electricity connectors and cables that link us to the internet and communication networks. What strong response do you think Ursula von der Leyen could order in retaliation?
I think what we have also seen recently in the recent month, that the EU is also able to act as an actor, especially in terms of sanctions, for instance, if you want to act against a state actor. But I think before they really can look into what kind of action will be a response, there will still be the need to identify who's responsible. And I think that would be pretty difficult, at least what we can say at this point, to identify who or was or what is the origin of those disturbances.
Thank you for joining us this morning, Julian.
Thank you very much for having us.
Julian Pavlak is a research associate at Germany's Armed Forces University and the German Institute for Defence and Strategic Studies.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.